This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The hearing on whether Donald Trump should be disqualified from Colorado's primary ballot continues today. On Tuesday, a national security and constitutional law professor from Syracuse University testified. William Banks said that Trump failed to act quickly to stop the violence on January 6th. He said Trump could have declared a state of emergency or called up the National Guard.
He should respond to his constitutional responsibilities to protect the national security of the United States when there's an assault on our democratic process.
A lawsuit argues that Trump should be kept off the ballot for his role in what happened January 6th. Today is testimony from defense witnesses. It should be cheaper for most Coloradans to stay warm this winter. CPR Sam Brash reports heating bills should drop because of warmer weather and lower natural gas prices.
Last year, many Colorado residents saw their monthly heating bills double or triple compared to a year earlier. Now it looks like people are set to get some relief over the next couple of months. Xcel Energy predicts the average monthly natural gas bill should be about $86, a drop of about 35%. What's less clear is if that'll be enough for thousands of families still in debt after last winter's sky-high energy prices. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Less than a week before Election Day, fewer than a half million Colorado voters have returned their ballots. Numbers from the Secretary of State's office show that most ballots returned so far are from older voters, 65 and older. Election Day is November 7th. Our voter guide is at CPR.org. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.